Hi guys, I'm going to talk about a few pet peeves. I hear people say, females, ladies say, I can't get to second base. I can get to first base, but I can't get to second base. And I'm going to tell you why. So you meet the guy, he takes you out on the first date. He takes you on the first date and is at dinner. And the first thing you do when the waiter come over is, let me have the lobster ravioli, and can you tell the chef, can he change things around? Can he put this sauce, that sauce, blah, 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 blah. Then you move on from there, and the food come, and now you are rearranging plates. You want to take pictures. You want to take pictures of your food. You want to take pictures of his food. The food is getting cold. He's just sitting there. He's silent. No one is saying anything because you're snapping away. You're taking pictures. Then the next thing you do, you take your fork and you poke at a ravioli and you bring it to your lips and you stick out your tongue and you complain, "Ooh, it doesn't taste that good." And you complain. And then the next thing you do when the waiter come over, when it's at the end of the meal and the waiter say, "Well, how was it?" And you complain, "Well, they could have added more paprika. They could have added more this and that and that and that." But you ate more than half of the meal. And that's the reason why you're not getting to second base, because you're coming off as a problem. You're coming off problematic. That's what you're coming off as. And so, and I know some of you probably saying, well, I don't care. But you should, because it's an etiquette thing. Even if you're out with your girlfriends, you should not do it. I have seen this before. I remember my friend, Michelle, was having a birthday. We flew out to Vegas. And Erica, a new friend, she came with us. And we went out to eat. And the waiter came over. And Erica was a mess. She was a terror. She was telling the waiter this, that I needed more of this. It doesn't taste right. And she was one of those girls that really bragged on her husband, and she was saying, "Well, he not a cook, and he said this, and he said that." And I just, wait a minute. I asked her, "Your husband, is he Bobby Flay?" And so it just went on and on and on. So please, please stop that. I think it's getting to a point where we are following other people. You see someone else carry on that way, another female you think is cute, and you're carrying on that way, and it's just not a good look. Plus, you want to be your own person. You want to be an individual. You don't want to be the same person as that other person that you're looking up to. And why you're looking up to her and that behavior, I don't know. But it's another thing I noticed too, long, long time ago when I was in Austin, that I hear females say. I was in Austin, and the girl, she was a producer, and the guy at the anchor desk, he set her up on a date. They come in the next day, and the guy tell her that his friend said that all she was doing, her head was down, she was just eating. And she said, "Well, it was a free meal." How tacky is that? You all stop saying that. I hear females say this. They say, "Oh, I'm going to go out with him. I really don't like him, but it's a free meal." We're talking about $20 or maybe $30. You can buy that on your own. You know how bad that sounds when you say something like that? So basically what you're saying is, "I'm worth $20. I'm worth $30. That's basically what you're saying. And it's just so tacky, and I just feel like, don't say that. Don't say that. "Oh, I went out with him, but I got a free meal." Ugh, it's such a turnoff. It's such a turnoff. And so that's the reason why you're not getting to second base. It's like if a guy take you out to a concert. It's the first date. He take you to a concert, or he take you to go see some NBA game. And the first thing you say is, "Why are we not sitting on the floor?" I think it's getting to the point where that a lot of females are looking at the price, looking at the cost of things. It's not about the cost. It's about going on this date. I'm trying to get to know you. You are trying to get to know me. And I think we need to go back to the old way, the soft way, the womanly way, the way we used to date. You know, we look cute. He spray on our perfume. He take us out. We're talking to him. He's talking to us. I'm getting to know him. He's getting to know me. You bet your little eyeballs. No one is thinking about the dinner that's before us, because the dinner was only something to bring us together to get to know each other. And we really, really, really need to stop that. And that's the reason why you're not making it to second base. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I just wanted to talk about that, because I hear it so much and I see it so much and I look at videos and I read it so much on Instagram. I hear people saying, females, why can't I get a date? I get a date, but it goes nowhere. It goes nowhere because what you need to do is go to the mirror and stand and look at yourself, or sit down and jot down some things you said on a previous date. Sometimes that's really good. Just jot it down and say, let me see where I went wrong at. And yes, say where you went wrong at, because you did not get the second date. And the thing about it, especially say where I went wrong at, is when you have been out on maybe 5 dates and you never got a second call. So sit down, take a look at yourself and say, what's going on here? Am I picking up the trend now to say what other people are saying? You know, it's all about the price and the cost. Should I be a problem when the waiter come out? Should I say, tell the chef to put different sauce on my lobster ravioli? You know, should I be that person? You all follow a trend. I hate trends because I see people, you never get to know the person for one, because they follow what somebody else is doing. And so that's the reason why I say, see where if you've been on more than 5 dates, and you never got that call back, yes, you're the problem. Sit down and say, hey, let me see what I'm doing wrong. Let me jot down some things. Let me see where I can improve. It's just like when, a few months ago, that list went around, and some people were saying, most of the girls were saying, I'm not going to eat at the Cheesecake Factory. Why not? He's trying to get to know you. I like the Cheesecake Factory. They used to have the firecrackers on the menu. I think they removed it. I mean, sometimes, I remember a long, long time ago too. I guess y'all said I'm remembering everything. But I remember a long, long time ago, it was this website came out. And it was only for getting to know people. And they only went on lunch dates. They would go on a lunch date, a quick lunch date. And on this lunch date, what they would do to see were they compatible. So let's get back to that. And, you know, to the software. Now, it's not about, well, can he take me to this restaurant, spend about $400 on me? You know, it's not about that. And that's why you're not making it to second base. So I just wanted to talk about that today. And I'm going to go ahead and let you all go. And I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye.